And there was two men trying to pull the mules down, and they were so strong that the two men couldn't pull them back.
And he climbed down the tunnel of the thing, just like they did in those Western movies.
The mules were scared on account of a truck or something, blew the horn or something.
Well, you bouncing around. I'll never forget when I was riding on the back of a pickup truck one time when we were moving, and I had put Marcy and Debbie's swing set on the back of that thing, and I was holding on to the thing, and it shifted, and I couldn't get the attention of the boy that was driving the truck, and that thing was going along. I didn't have anything to hold on to, and that whole thing had shifted over, and I couldn't grab hold of anything.
It must be 50 foot to a rock down at the bottom of that bridge. If that wagon had hit the sidewalk, I would have been in the river, dead. Because you wouldn't survive in them rocks. There wasn't enough water in there to make much difference. You know, the rock was shallow. Flint rock, you know.
Those are the things you remember. You remember those times when you came that close to ending it all. I remember a time that my mother jerked me off the railroad track one time when a train was coming down. It was one of those places where they were four sets of tracks. We lived next to the tracks, and somehow, looking at it, I thought I was on the other tracks, and then didn't look back at the train. It was just bearing right down on me. She grabbed, jerked me off. Let's see, where was I? You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what?
I've heard it called, but it's been a long time. It's a tongue on a single wagon, but a double tongue, I don't know what you call that thing.
No, I wouldn't know. What about any one of these shafts? Would you call that, or shafts, or thills, or fields, or drafts?
That's not what we call them.
You didn't call them any of those? I don't have any idea what they call them.
You're going back 30 years now, 40, 50. More than that, about 40 or 50 years.
But you do remember they were called something.
Yeah.
I remember. What about the steel outside of a wagon wheel? What do you call that?
Rim.
Well, a horse is hitched to a wagon. What do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
I don't know.
I never heard of this. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you would say that he was doing what? He has white wood in his wagon. He was what wood in his wagon?
Doing with the wood. I mean, he's transferring.
Yeah. What would you?
Hauling wood. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say I tied a rope to it and I pulled
it away.
Would you have to say would you say drag?
Yes,
in that case?
I might have said drag.
What if, well, in that sentence, using drag, what would you say? I tied a rope to it
drag is present, drug is past.
Okay, I drug it out of the way. What do you break the ground with in the
plow?
Okay. After you've plowed, what do you use to break up the ground?
Harrow.
Okay. What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove links?
Sawhorst.
I've never heard of an X-shaped thing. An A-shape, what about an A-shaped
frame? They drive pigs in the ground, I've seen them. Mm-hmm. And then tie them around to keep them separate.